If you were to go to the Census Bureau website, you would see that the number of business registrations was on a steady incline from about 2013 to around 2018. Then it kind of flattened out. And then when the lockdowns hit, it dropped and then it hockey sticked. So to put that into perspective, in early 2020, you were talking about maybe 300,000 business registrations, and it hockey sticked above 500,000 during the COVID lockdown. So yeah, people are dreaming. They've got more time on their hands to think about what they really want to do. But part of it is they have more time to actually do these things.
Now, are the people who are doing this, are they, you know, old hats at this, or are they newbies?
Most of them are newbies. A lot of first-time business owners are starting. And keep in mind, this is about planning, not actually executing. So we'll see what happens in terms of who can actually execute well. But I would say that, to your point, a lot of people really dream about having their own business. And it's funny, I was in Trader Joe's the other day, and I was listening to two cashiers talking about their side hustles. And one of them had an Etsy store, and they were talking about how the Etsy store was growing. And it made me think, you know what? Nobody really dreams about being a cashier at Trader Joe's. There's nothing wrong with it. It's great work. And also, people dream about having a business. And when you now have a lockdown where people that work at those places have been unable to work at them for long periods of time, it gets them thinking. And I think that's what's starting to happen.
Any particular businesses that people want to start?
Yes. So retail is really high on the list. Business, finance, computers, those are also on the list. Also on the list is personal care. So when I think about the drivers for these things, of course, if somebody's working in retail, they're thinking about, shoot, you know, I don't want to earn however many dollars per hour. I'd rather have my own shop. I can do this for myself. When it comes to finance, computers, that kind of thing, I feel like a big part of it is money and the reality that you can do a lot of this work from home. And when it comes to personal care, I think that a big piece of it is people have realized that we are, in fact, mortal. This lockdown, this pandemic, all of this has made us realize that time is precious. And so I think a lot of people are getting into personal care and wellness and those kinds of things.
Now, is it something that they're interested in? You know, hobbies, like if I were going to do it right now, I cook. I always say mental health or because I'm bored or, you know, hardly ever just because I'm hungry. Is it people doing things that they already love to do or that they know a lot about or they've worked in that industry themselves?
I would say it's all of that. What I believe is that many people during this great resignation have realized that they spend so much time working and many of them don't love their jobs. And so some of them have said, you know what, I have all these skills. I can apply them to something that I really love, something that really gives me purpose so that I know when I spend 30, 40, 50 hours or more per week doing this thing, I get to enjoy that time. And I feel like everything I do is mine. I own my successes. I own my failures and I own my future.